Welcome to the 2016 Rally America National Championship, where the best stage rally drivers compete on some of the toughest stage roads in North America. Over 8 rounds of racing through the snow, mud, dust, and forest. Airing coast to coast across the United States, only one radio show is bringing you the action. This is Rally America Radio, powered by the Down and Dirty Radio Show, and we're your home for coverage of the 2016 Rally America National Championship. Game on. Welcome back to Rally America Radio. I'm your host, Jim Beaver, coming at you from the second service park, day number 2, 2016 Oregon Trail Rally. Sorry, we missed you guys at the first service park, and lots of transit miles, not only for the teams at this one, but also for not only for the drivers, but the teams as well, and anybody working the event. So we missed drivers at the first service because we were transiting from Park Exposé. Hopefully you guys were able to tune in and listen into that broadcast. But here we are at the second service park, and I got to tell you, we have a nail biter on our hands from Travis Pastrana and David Higgins. Hopefully we'll have official timing and scoring here later on in this broadcast from this service park. But a nail biter out there, lots and lots of fast roads, and just ramping things up this afternoon when we've got tarmac stages later on. Also got another service park after this one thrown in the middle. So we're going to go out, do a few stages, come back, service, and then they're going to go back out, and we've got some tarmac hill climb stages, and drivers will be able to swap tires to go out on that last and final gravel stage. Then we'll wrap things up here, and then obviously we got day number 3 tomorrow out and due for some really high-speed stages. But right now, windy conditions, sunny skies, but ridiculous wind picking up. You'll be able to hear a lot of wind noise throughout this broadcast. Sorry, but even our wind filters aren't being able to block out all the wind noise. But yeah, definitely good conditions. We thought it might be dust because of the lack of rain, but the wind, drivers are saying, blowing the dust off of the stages. So definitely benefiting them, just making it tough conditions out here for crews and staff. But we're going to catch up with the drivers and see the storylines currently happening here at the 2016 Oregon Trail Rally. All right, we got David Higgins here just pulling into service park, second service of the day. Take us through these stages.
Yeah, no, the first one out of the service was very, very fast stage, like full on six gear, rev limiter for a long time. But then it finishes with like 2.5 miles of like real sort of fast, twisty tarmac roads. So that was really quite hard on the tyres. And then the last day was just like a, you know, super, super loose stage where, you know, big rocks and just hard to get grip all the way through it, but real nice stages and good fun to drive.
You know, quite a few stages left today. You know, take us through, you know, these afternoon stages, and, you know, how's it been running sweep?
It's hard work, for sure. It's just, you know, you're trying to not drive such a 100% natural line, so you're not sweeping. So they have to think about following my lines a little bit more than just following the natural line. So you have to try and be smart all the time to do it, but it's not easy, and we've still got one more stage that we'll be doing some sweeping. But even when you go back the second pass, you know, the cars behind don't take the same sort of committed lines that we take. So it's going to be a day full of sweeping the road, but all we can do is push on as hard as we can and try and do the best we can.
Yeah, looking at the tarmac stages, you know, coming up, you know, how are you going to attack those?
Full bore.
All right, thanks a lot, David.
Thank you.
All right, we've got Travis Pastrana here just pulling into second service. You know, take it through this morning so far. You and Higgins, a heck of a battle.
It is one heck of a battle. I was just saying, I mean, I've emulated everything, my driving style, everything after David. And David's helped me so much, and we've, you know, he's really built these cars, and we've got identical cars. And now it's like, okay, wait, how do we go faster than the guy I've always tried to be as fast as? And we're just back and forth on these stages. But when we say back and forth, it's just tense, trading tense.
Well, I know, you know, I got to ask you as a rally driver, you know, obviously, you know, you and David both with, you know, some super high caliber cars right now. Has this really reinvigorated you as a rally driver? Because you just ear to ear grin the last two rallies.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's always awesome when you can be competitive. I mean, there's been some rallies that we've been leading or something happened the last couple years, but I haven't been in the hunt. Literally, just this feels awesome to be going out and to have a good stage and be like, you know what, we have a shot at this. Yeah, I still believe David's a better pound for pound driver, but we're working on it, man. This team's awesome, and we're gonna get there.
All right, thanks a lot, Travis.
Thank you.
All right, got Troy Miller here pulling in, and got a few stages down today. How's the morning been so far?
Good, fun stages, having a good time out there. We just stupid mistake on my part, I forgot to change the bias controller after the tarmac stages last night, so we we were locking up the tires pretty bad. The rear end was coming around on us, and just took me a while to change it while I was on stage. So I think we lost some time there, but we're still happy with where we're at. I believe we're sitting in second place.
Other than that, car been running solid.
Yeah, good car. It's fun. I really liked. We had about 2 miles of tarmac at the end of stage six, and that was a fun change of pace.
Heading into we got two sets of stages this afternoon and evening. Any changes to the car?
No, I think just keep everything as is, keep driving as is, and just go out and have some fun. Hopefully we can do well.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Troy.
Thank you.
All right, we got Cameron Steele here just coming in, and take us through the morning stages.
Well, we had a little bit of an event on stage one. There's a nice little cliff side going up most of the stage, and we had a spin, and we almost went off that cliff and did a little damage, but nothing too bad. We lost some time. I think we gave up like 20 seconds to Millen, but that's right. Stage two went pretty good. Starting to get my feet wet again underneath me, getting my confidence back after that spin. I was a little cautious after that one.
Well, definitely, going in, any changes to make to the car going into these next group of stages?
We're going to swatch out the tires. We shredded those tires. They didn't last very long. As you can see, they're pretty much gone. So we're going to get some new tires on. That should be about all we need to do. Everything else seems to be good. Maybe tighten a couple bolts. Seems like there might be a little loose in the steering. So.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Cameron.
All right. Cool. Thank you.
All right. Got Tino Fortunato pulling in here. And take us through these morning stages.
A little dusty and a little slippery so far. Lots of fun, though.
How's the car handling? Any changes you guys going to make heading out in this afternoon?
Yeah, I think we're going to stiffen the back end up a little bit. The suspension's working great for, we haven't touched it. We got it and bolted it on, and no real issues with that whatsoever.
Yep. Dust, car looking a little dusty. Dust played, into the rally so far for you guys?
Not so much. It happens. It's hit or miss. The wind's keeping it off the road pretty good.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Tino. We'll catch up later.
All right. Thank you.
All right, got Jeff Seahorn here, and just finishing up, a few stages this morning. How's everything looking for you guys?
First stage, we actually ended up stripping out the top of our strut, and the strut came down and poked through our strut tower. So we were effectively running on the spring, and then towards the end, the strut was collapsed. So we still set a fast time. It felt like I had a rear puncture because it was just all over the place in the back, but. And it was making a bunch of clanking. I thought it was the wheel on the ground, but it was actually just the strut banging around back there. So we went 10 seconds quicker than Troy, and it happened about 6 miles in. So we did about 40% of the stage with the broken strut and still ran a fast time. Going out up the second leg, I think we put another 20 seconds or maybe 10 seconds on them. Stage was pretty fast. I was a little timid off the start after doing all the service work on the struts, but still went down, put down a fast time. I think we beat Plasek by 22 seconds. And I think we should be in fourth overall and leading SP and, beating some open class cars. So everything's going really good.
Yep. Any changes you guys are making heading out this afternoon?
No, we're just going to rotate some tires. We're actually running Takeoff Maxxis tires from 100 Acre Wood that had 55 stage miles on them, and they still feel great. I'm really impressed with the grip, and we're proving our times, having competitive times on old tires that, I'm just very impressed with Maxxis tires, I just want to thank Maxxis tires for putting out a great product.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Jeff. We'll catch up later.
Yep, thank you.
All right, catching up here with open class racer George Plasek. Good to see you out here, running some Rally America events on the West Coast.
Yeah, I know. It's, looking forward to it. It's first one of the year, so a little rusty, but glad to be out again.
Yeah. I know, you ran these events last year, the West Coast rounds. How's the stages different from last year for you guys?
They're all different. They're really, really fast, but yet kind of technical at the same time. It takes, a lot of commitment, but they're good. Fast, flowing, really smooth, though, so.
How's the car feeling, with you guys? I know you said you've been doing some stuff regionally, though, right, down in the Southwest?
I haven't ran anything since LSPR, so it's been a while, so a little rusty and just, got to kind of pay attention and get on the notes. So hopefully it'll get better second half of the day.
All right, we're going to see you at Olympus. Is that the plan later on this in about a month?
Yes, that's the plan. We're looking forward to it.
All right, well, thanks a lot, George. Good luck out there. We'll catch up later.
All right, thank you.
All right, we got Steve LaRosa here, just finishing up the morning stages, and solid two-wheel drive battle going on out there.
Yeah, it's going pretty good. We're still chasing a little bit of an electrical gremlin and trying to figure it out. But in a couple of the stages, we were able to carry a lot of momentum, which helped. And it didn't bite us until, you know, 8 miles into a 12-mile stage. And then the first stage, it really bit us. 3 miles in, we still had 8 miles to go. And that was a tough one. I know we lost some time there. But the guys are working hard on it, you know. And hopefully, you know, it's too bad we're not four wires and a carburetor anymore, you know. Now they got to rely on computers telling them what's wrong. So we're working on it. Tires are holding up really well for the conditions. A couple of the stages real rough, but the Maxxis tires are working out good. We're just going to try to get them this afternoon. You know, I think the rally, you better win it today because tomorrow's so short.
Well, and that being said, you know, going into later today, we've got those tarmac stages up the mountain. You guys going to be changing tires? Or I know it's been a split. Some guys going to run gravel tires, some guys change into tarmac tires.
Yeah, we made the decision after we did recce up there. We're going to change the tarmac tires, slicks with two turning grooves in them. That's it. Because they'll work really well on that, especially if the sun stays out and they're going to get good and sticky. So we're going to go to the tarmac tires on that, and hopefully our little bug is gone by then and just motor up that hill.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Steve.
Thank you.
All right. We got Tim O'Neill here. And I got to tell you, Tim, it's good to see you in a rally car out here on the stages.
Thank you, Jim. Yeah, it's really great. I'm having a good time. We have my new co-driver is the owner of the car, and he's out for fun and I'm out for fun. So that is completely our objective for today.
Yeah, but I know you and fun, and that means going fast, right?
Well, yes. I don't really have fun when I drive slowly, except for on the transits. So it's such a beautiful place. I'm looking at the mountain. I don't know if that's Mount Hood or what mountain that is, but this is really cool.
Well, an Oregon Trail, I mean, you know, yesterday we got a mix of stuff there at PIR and, you know, a little super special. And, you know, we got some tarmac stages today and, you know, a lot of fast stuff tomorrow. Just a good mix out here.
Well, yes, and there's some real high-speed stuff, and then there's some technical stuff. It's just, it's kind of funny that we don't, really, the Easterners don't get wide-open roads with drop-offs like this, and it's, I would say it's a little bit intimidating at first, but when you get it all right, and you know exactly where every corner is, and every straightaway and everything, it's really not that bad.
Well, I know a lot of, you know, the open-class drivers are talking to, you know, a lot of these roads, you know, they're so high-speed, it's all about commitment.
Well, yes, commitment, but also if you do really well notes, really good notes, you're not going to have any problem with safety. It really shouldn't be a problem.
Well, that being said, you know, what's on tap for you guys? Obviously, things busy at, you know, O'Neill Rally School, and we're going to see you in a car off and on this year?
Well, I think so, yeah. We're busy at work, and most of our customers, they're having a good time, and that's really our objective. Our customers are paying to be here. We want to make sure we provide the best service. Team O'Neill Motorsport does the lowest cost possible to get into the sport. And I'm going to do another event with my co-driver, Ian Williams. And after that, I think I'm going to probably have the New England Forest Rally. I'm the chairman of that rally, so that'll keep me busy. And then we have the new Focus RS that should be coming at the dealership pretty soon. So I'm very excited about trying to see if we can make that something that'll be a reliable rally car.
Yeah, well, and I know once that gets finished, you're going to have people chomping at the bit. Who's going to get to wheel it first, you?
Well, of course, I have to be the one. I'm a mechanic, so I'll make sure that it doesn't break because of driver error is what I'm hoping.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Tim. Good luck the rest of the rally. We'll definitely catch up with you later.
Thank you very much.
All right, out here catching up with Brian Bouffier, finishing up, you know, first few stages this morning. How's the rally been treating you so far?
Yeah, first of all, the stages are very nice, very fast, but it's really a good fun to drive over there. And then, okay, we are learning. The car is working not bad. We just have a bit of lack on the turbo pressure. But anyway, if the pressure was perfect, the gap is very big with against the Subaru guys. So we are doing our best, trying to improve our driving, our pace, the car. But now it's working quite well.
Yeah. Well, I know you've done a lot of rallying, you know, in Europe. You know, how is it rallying here in the United States? You know, how are the roads different than Europe?
Okay, yeah, it's very different about the surface and the way as well to use a car. Okay, it's not so big gap, but about myself, my gravel experience is not that big. It was more than 1.5 years without driving on gravel. But here it's quite hard, you know, and there is a lot of loose gravel as well. But nice stages, the fact the most difficult, the most different, the main difference is that the fact that we have a long, long straight, and it's sometimes very fast.
You know, I know obviously you're here at Oregon Trail Rally. We're going to see you at all later on this year. Is this just a one-off event, or we might see you at more rallies here in the States?
Yeah, for now it's just a one-shot. And hopefully I will be able to do a lot of events, because, you know, for me it's fantastic to being here, discovering a lot of good people, a fantastic country. So really I would like to come back again, and yeah.
All right, well, thanks a lot. Good luck the rest of the rally. We'll catch up with you later.
Yeah, with pleasure. Thank you.
All right, catching up here with Christina Fate, co-driver for the Toyota of Ryan Millen, your fiance. How's it been getting into this whole rally thing? I know you know, lots of storyline here with you and him, but you know, kind of take us through the whole rally experience now.
Well, it's been a year since I started, and it's been so much fun and huge learning curve. I mean, me and him together, especially me, have come so far since last year. So it's been a really fun experience, and it's, you know, like the coolest job in the world.
Well, and I know you guys have been bouncing around, you know, the country, especially this year, running events, I mean, all over the grid. I mean, it's got to be pretty exciting, you know, living the adventure.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. We definitely have not a normal schedule, and we're, you know, back and forth, East Coast, West Coast. So it's been crazy, but it keeps us on our toes.
Well, and, you know, that being said, I know, you know, obviously this year you guys, you know, say you've, you know, had about a year experience in the co-driver's seat. Now you guys are pushing for, you know, national championship wins. It's got to be pretty exciting for you guys to, you know, kind of see the relationship of co-driver and, you know, and driver progress to that level.
Yeah, it's super exciting. I mean, we feel like we have an advantage because we work so well together. So for us, it's been really easy. And I don't know if it's going to stay that way as he keeps getting faster and faster. It gets a little bit harder for me, but, you know, it's going good.
Well, that being said, the rest of this rally, I know, you know, you guys went out and did recce. We've got, you know, some tarmac stages, hill climbs, you know, a lot of mix at this one. You know, any exciting stages you're looking forward to?
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to the tarmac stage just because it's so different. But overall, they're all fast. They're all fun. You know, they're all really great roads.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Christina. We'll definitely catch up soon.
Thank you.
All right. And that is it. Once again, from the second service here at the 2016 Oregon Trail Rally. And we've got some official results coming in right now. It looks like Travis Pastrana currently has the lead over David Higgins, 0.2 seconds. Another nail biter in the making. Man, these Subaru boys, they just like to do battle with each other. We had a nail-biter all rally long out there at 100 Acre Wood. And once again, happening here at the Oregon Trail Rally, Travis Pastrana, 0.2 seconds lead over David Higgins. And I got to tell you, man, shaping up to be a good one. Brian Bouffier sitting solidly in third position. And looking down, farther down the grid, we've got Jeff Seahorn. He is fourth outright and sitting in that first spot in Super Production. Troy Miller, second in Super Production. And then looking down at two-wheel drive, looks like we've got a one-second lead by Ryan Millen over Cameron Steely, who we heard and saw had a spin earlier on in the day today. So lots of shootouts, lots of storylines happening here, and man, just press on regardless. Cars continuing to push on, and we've got some great battle shaping up in all divisions here at the 2016 Oregon Trail Rally. Be sure and follow all the Rally America social media feeds for even more content. It's Rally_America on Twitter, Rally America Series on Instagram, Rally America on Facebook, and also rally-america.com. They got live timing and scoring updates, and also m-rallyam.com for live timing and scoring updates as well. I'm Jim Beaver, your host of Rally America Radio. You can give me a follow as well at JimBeaver15 on Instagram and Twitter. And we'll be coming at you later on today with more interviews, results, and storylines from this nail biter in the making here at the 2016 Oregon Trail Rally, round 3 of the 2016 Rally America National Championship.